Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network, All Black, All News, All You, for Monday, February 13th, 2012. This broadcast is designed to service the African-American communities in Chicago and around the world. Today's segment is called CBBN Business Journals. CBBN Business Journals will feature interviews with business owners and other innovators from around the world. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, author of Black America, Asking Ourselves the Tough Questions, Book 1, 2010, now available on Amazon.com, producer for this series, and founder of Chicago's Black Business Network. We have close to 900 people networking with us now. Join us today and touch the world. We would also like to ask that you go to Indiegogo.com and support our upcoming project, Black America, the 2012 Experience. Visit www.indiegogo.com for more information. Do a search for the tough questions, and you'll find us there. I love this series. Yes, I do. We get to share some great experiences and build some great relationships, and we share all of that with you, our listening audience. I think this is probably our 15th interview on CBBN Business Journals, and each and every one of them, I have learned so much, and I hope that you are too. And we want to grow this and share it, this information. Each person who has joined us has shared some powerful information with us. Both financially and personally, all these things contribute to our growth. With us today on CBBN Business Journals is Mr. James Orrin Ogle, founder and president of Intellectual Dynamics Corporation. James explains that IDC is in the business of ideas. I like the sound of that, and I want him to tell us a little bit more about that. Welcome to the show, James. How are you this morning?
Well, thank you, and thank you for having me on your show today, Sonia. I'm doing really well this morning. Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, Mr. Ogle, here on CBBN Business Journals, we always want our listeners to know the person behind the company because we want them to know they're just like them. All businesses have startups. They have their trials and their tribulations. People come from different backgrounds into different types of businesses. Tell us about you, James. Tell us about your background.
Well, my background, I started in my own business in the New York area as a real estate investor back in the mid-80s and in the residential real estate market. Did very well, was quite successful by normal standards. I built my business based on a very novel idea, and that was by giving real estate seminars to the public. And by providing information to the public for free at different hotels in the metro New York area, I was able to grow an audience that became both my clients as well as staff, full-time and part-time. I was able to grow a business very rapidly that way.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, you are still located in the New York area?
No, I'm not. I relocated to Atlanta, Georgia in 93 and continued to invest in real estate developments. And at this particular point in time, I still reside in the Atlanta area. And as I indicated, if you review my website, you will see that I'm in the process of transitioning that real estate development expertise and insight into what I call digital real estate. And I'm doing that for a very good reason, which I will discuss more elaborately as we go along.
Well, that's quite interesting. Let's discuss that because that brings up questions. You did put in your profile and I'm assuming on your website that we create digital assets. And what is digital real estate? Tell us what those are.
Well, to put the two concepts together succinctly, we're in the business of ideas, and ideas are things that can be. So we convert through programming and development ideas that are empowering not just to us as a business, but empowering to the marketplace of consumers. We mold those ideas into digital assets or digital real estate in that they come alive on the internet. I think sometimes it might be difficult to see it that way, but as a real estate operator and a developer in the past, I really see the internet as a huge piece of global real estate. And if you're innovative and you have empowering ideas, you can build your development on that global piece of real estate to benefit others and yourself in the same way that real estate as we know it traditionally would do.
What a novel idea. I haven't thought about that, but I'm here to learn. You listen to CBBN Business Journals with the founder of Intellectual Dynamics Corporation, Mr. James Orrin Ogle. So we're staking out our little, we should be moving forward to stake out our little digital real estate in cyberspace now. Is that what you're saying to me?
That is exactly what I'm saying, yes.
So every time we purchase a domain, we are actually purchasing a piece of digital real estate?
That is exactly what we're doing. And what is really interesting and exciting about that is the entry-level investment required to own a piece of digital real estate and to begin to construct your idea, to transform your thoughts into tangible things on the internet, is such a tremendous opportunity, and that's why it's trending so rapidly, because what it takes as an investment to earn a substantial amount of money if you're successful, the ratio or relationship of investment to potential profit is so huge, it's unforeseen in wealth creation ever before in history, really.
Now, in saying this to us, James, and I'm all open for this, now, I am not a student of, but I am a reader of The Science of the Mind, Ernest Holmes. And he, of course, his organization is, of course, based in bringing the idea into the tangible, into the physical realm. You say ideas are things that can be, and you know you caught my attention right there, James. Now, you had me right there. Ah, you had me. Now, as you say, unforeseen possibilities of what is to come. We know that most things are unforeseen, but we are still at, although many people feel very overwhelmed by the internet and what you're saying and about the idea of acquiring digital assets, digital real estate, which is a language I'm feeling that your company is bringing forth. You're speaking a language, you're planning an idea, you're letting people know the possibilities of this. Is that sort of what you mean when you say IDC brings to life consultancy services for the information age?
That is correct. That is correct. I'm reminded here of two our current president's a call to action and a former president's assertions a few years ago during the third president's office, President George W. Bush. I recall when he was being criticized for the outsourcing of many jobs. And he said, well, at least the way I interpreted it, he said that we have grown beyond the need for industrialization and labor type jobs. We are now in the information age, and ideas are the things and the way to turn ideas into tangible reality are where the new jobs will be. And I think that going forward from that point on, it became very clear that, in fact, we really are, as a nation, at that point in our economic evolution where we have to retool. Many of our professionals have to retool away from areas, traditional types of competencies that were employed in areas of the economy that are now exported, and retool to be more effective and empowering to others in areas that are trending up, specifically creating online initiatives that empower people and thereby giving you economic rewards in the marketplace.
And I thank you for that. Now, Mr. Ogle, if we talk about what you call the Bush is saying, it's probably was said 35 years ago, actually, that America does need to be retrained. But some were listening then. I probably was not one of them. Some were listening 35 years ago on the cusp of this, and some were not. And it is just coming forth more and more and faster now, and it's taken over with us. And some still today, if you can agree with me, James, still do not understand and hear this, because I'm just, even though I play around in the Internet, I have Internet businesses, I'm catching it. But if you don't do it now, you will certainly be left behind. Yes, there is outsourcing of the traditional jobs, because now America is doing another job that requires another type of training, another type of thought process, but people are missing the whole boat on that. They still are overwhelmingly, probably 99% of America. Do you think, James, and why is that?
Well, I agree with you that yes, people are overwhelmed, and why is that is a lengthy I can provide a lengthy answer, time which we don't have in this forum, but let me say this. Beyond the technical capabilities, which is where I think most people miss the opportunity, because they may not have the IT skills, the ability to build a website, the ability to program, or the ability even to manipulate the tools and things that are available to us online. But not knowing that it can be done by outsourcing, which is what my company does, is we've got a network of developers, programmers, IT specialists from around the world that actually I pull together online using platforms like Skype, Odesk, and others to actually turn my ideas into tangible reality. But here is the really good news. The good news is our current president has called us to action as agents of transformation. He says that change begins with you. And in response to that call, has a lot to do with the initiatives that I'm bringing forward. My digital real estate, for the most part, will be initiatives that are empowering. So even if someone may not have the technical capability or the aptitude to step up to the plate technically, or to even leverage their abilities through the technical capability of others around the world, as I am doing, they can still participate by being a part of an initiative that would allow them to do so, created by someone else like IDC and companies. And there's a lot more to say on that in the future as they come online. I hope to rejoin you again when that time comes to share them with you live.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you speak of transformation and as the Internet, as life is continually in transformation. Now, I think as a business person, in my experience with my members, James, and generally, is that people fail to understand that they must make an investment in their business. And we talked about this on another show with Mark Robinson, that you don't know how to do it and you cannot do it, and it will not be done unless you pay someone to do it. And you must pay someone to do the things that you cannot do, never find the time to do, and that is an investment for your company. We're going to talk about how your organization helps bring us into this transformation through, you know, assisting us in acquiring digital assets, digital real estate, and not only assisting us in doing it, James, because I think in my conversation with you, one of the first hurdles is getting people to understand that this is something that they need to think about, talk about, understand the language of, because if they can't understand that part, James, they can't understand that it's something that they need to do. What do you think?
True. And in that regard, I think you will like, you will really appreciate the very first initiative that we will be launching at the end of this month, because it aims to do precisely that. It's a platform upon which people will be able to come to it free of cost and learn more about these, what I call, effective communication tools in a modern age.
What we're going to do is we're going to take a short break, and we're going to come back after the break, and that's exactly what you want us to want you to talk about. What do you mean we say initiatives, and how do you use that in your company and your upcoming project? But before we go to this break, we're with Mr. James Orrin Ogle, founder and president of Intellectual Dynamics Corporation, and he's got some exciting things to share here with us. But before we do, how does one get in contact with you, James?
Well, you can get in contact with me by visiting my website at idcandcompanies.com, IDC as in Intellectual Dynamics Corporation, ANDCOMPANIES.com.
Wonderful. Stay with us. You're listening to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. Today's segment is called CBB and Business Journals. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, founder of Chicago's Black Business Network. With us today on CBB and Business Journals is Mr. James Orrin Ogle, founder and president of Intellectual Dynamics Corporation, and we're having a great conversation here. We're going to be right back. Stay with us, please. We're just going to take a very, very, very short break. James, I thank you for being here. Hold on with us. Just a little bit about who we are. Chicago's Black Business Network is a grassroots business-to-business service designed to assist the individual business owner in his or her efforts to reach the next level of service and growth in the marketplace. It is our goal to provide a platform for businesses to connect across the city and the country. This is where you create relationships that are designed to take your business to the next level of success. Chicago's Black Business Network is growing. We now have 800-plus members, and it is our mission to plant the seeds and provide the tools for growth to each of our members. Visit us today, www.chicagos, that's Chicago with an S, chicagosblackbusinessnetwork.com. Join us today and touch the world. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, founder.
We're the soul of Chicago, WJPC.
On Sunday, February 26th at 4 p.m., find yourself in the midst of a new experience when you attend The March, a civil rights opera by Alan Marshall and Jonathan Stinson. This is a free event. Reservations are highly recommended. Pre-register by email at rsvp@civilrightsopera.com. Hosted by the Chicago Park District and the South Shore Opera Company. That's Sunday, February 26th at 4 p.m. at the South Shore Cultural Center, 7059 South Shore Drive in Chicago. For details on this drama in the making set in 1963, visit civilrightsopera.com.
Proud and Privileged, America's first African-American anytime drama, is getting ready for its first season, and they want to celebrate with you, Chicago. Meet the cast and the production team of Proud and Privileged on Friday, March 23rd at the Prince Hall Masonic Temple, located at 809 East 42nd Place in Chicago, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Enjoy great music, networking, refreshments, and photo ops. $25 in advance, $35 at the door. Advance payment recommended to PayPal.com at Chicago's, that's Chicago with an S, Chicago's Black Business Network at gmail.com. Get on board by calling us at 312-239-8835. Preview the trailer at www.storiesourway.tv. Sponsored by South Street Journal, Chicago's Black Business Network, and WJPC-FM Chicago, the soul of Chicago. We want to welcome you back. You're listening to Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. I'm Sonia Cassandra Perdue, founder of Chicago's Black Business Network. Thank you so much. Our guest today is James Orrin Ogle of Intellectual Dynamics Corporation, and we're having some great conversation here about intellectual ideas, actually, and normally a discussion that we don't have on this show, but a discussion that we should certainly have. Now, CBBN Business Journals, we usually broadcast these during the weekdays at 11 a.m. If you'd like to be a part of this journey, give us a call, 312-239-8835. James, welcome back to the show.
Thank you.
We want to talk about something we were getting started on when we left. Now we know that you're starting up some new initiatives. Tell us what you mean when you use the term initiatives, and rather than e-commerce or online stores. And what initiatives do you have coming up with IDC?
Okay. Well, what I mean by initiatives are business models that allow people to engage the business model and participate in the wealth stream that comes from it, or the personal empowerment that comes from it, or both. Some of my initiatives are aimed specifically to provide personal empowerment, knowledge bites, cutting edge information that gives the person a winning edge in the marketplace. Others are designed to do both, provide that knowledge and that cutting-edge information, but also to provide an income stream also for the person that participates. So what it does, it provides an opportunity for anyone who is ambitious to get involved in spreading the word. I liken my first initiative that will be launched at the end of this month. It's called the National Speakers League, and it's different to the Toastmasters International or National Speakers Association in that it's done online and it has two components. For example, it allows a participant to develop the traditional objective of eloquence and speaking, but even more so, it allows the participant to learn about effective communication for the information age. And that is to be able to market and to use cutting-edge technology that's done online, like webinars and things of that nature. And in so doing, in developing those skills to be able to increase your earning potential in an area of the economy that's trending rapidly upward, that I would call an initiative as opposed to an e-commerce site or a store that someone comes to purchase products.
Okay. Let me ask you this, James. Now, in developing, a couple of things, the National Speakers League, is that what you're referring to? Is that what you're
yes.
talking about? Okay. In developing that particular facet of your organization, is that because, as you say, you use the word trending, and I want to get into the correct language, we're trending towards so many things that the development of speakers online is going to be maybe eventually greater than in the brick-and-mortar places, and we need to develop and use those tools? Is that one of the reasons?
That is so on point, and thank you for making it clearer than I did. In fact, if I may use an analogy from The Lion King, if you recall in that movie where the village drummer, the messenger in the village, would beat the drums and send a message to the next village over, and the messenger in that village would beat his drums, and that can continue from village to village to village, spreading the word. And in a very similar way, that is exactly what the NSL, the National Speakers League, aims to do. It aims to develop podiums for participants to spread the word in their communities, online as well as in their actual physical communities, of empowering information and tools that one can use to increase the bounty in life.
And as we were saying before, in order for people to have an interest in utilizing these tools, they must recognize that they need to utilize these tools, or that they need to learn these different aspects of the internet, or they need to learn these different aspects of promotion. If they don't understand that what's missing, if they don't understand what they need, how would they get to it? How do you reach out to people James, so they'll have an understanding that they may need the particular tools that your organization has?
That's a very, very great question, and that's a burden that I will share with all of my founding members and other insightful people like yourself that will add value to what is an initial idea. I would hope to do so myself by engaging the youth primarily. In fact, you will find that there's an emphasis in each of my initiatives on youth achievement. I think it's very important that we employ the ingenuity and the insight of the future today. And because they are really smart, they're very wise, and certainly are more capable of using the technology than most of us adults are. And it lends itself to a healthy family environment where the elders can bring the knowledge and insight and explain the things that are being thought from a more adult perspective, while the youth who is savvy with the technology can assist the adult and thereby creating a really great family-type environment, if you will, for engaging these initiatives, where both the youth and the adult are needing each other to fulfill the purposes of them.
Wonderful. And I'm glad that you give hope to our young people. It's good to hear positive things said about them sometimes, James. You listen to CBBN Business Journal's Mr. James Orrin Ogle, founder and president of Intellectual Dynamics Corporation, and doing a magnificent job in just waking me up this morning. You know, I was a little bit groggy this morning, James, a little slow. I'm all up now.
I'm glad to hear.
I am ready, you know. But in the last couple of minutes that we have, I'm sure there's some important points that you want to share with us. And I'm going to give you the floor for a couple of minutes, because you mentioned a cash giveaway, other prizes that's tied to your initiatives. So I'm sure there's a few key things that you'd like to share. So I'm going to give you the floor, James.
Well, thank you again, Sonia, for having me today. I appreciate the opportunity. And in continuing from your last question, and I understand your emphasis on how do we engage, because you can have the best information in the world, but if you can't get the attention of those who need it the most, it serves little purpose. And bearing that in mind, I've tried to incorporate in the initiatives the things that excite our young people the most. And so we intend to employ the talents of the youth in many ways to attract their attention. We're going to have awards and prizes as part of the initiative, the infrastructure of the initiative itself, to give to outstanding performers as well as efforts. In other words, youth would be rewarded not just for outstanding performances and excellence, but also for just effort. And those awards would be in both prizes as well as cash rewards. That's one way, I believe, to get the attention of someone. And once we've gotten their attention, we hope to then share with them where they can internalize much better the power of possessing these skills, the power of possessing the knowledge themselves that these initiatives will convey to tomorrow's leadership, to the youth achievers of today. So I hope I've answered your question by saying we do have a technique, if you will, a way to attract their attention. And once we've got it, I believe that when they taste and realize the personal power of just learning and improving self, that will be enough to sustain their interest to continue to develop their skills.
James, I want to thank you so much for being with us. You're listening to Mr. James Orrin Ogle, founder and president of Intellectual Dynamics Corporation. We have about 30 seconds. Can you give your website again, James?
Certainly. That is IDC, as in Intellectual Dynamics Corporation. Again, it's www.idcandcompanies.com.
It has been such a pleasure having you. I love it. I just love it when I learn new things. And this is what CBB and Business Journals is about, and that's where we're growing to. James, we're going to invite you back very, very soon. As a matter of fact, we're going to do a two-hour special. This is Sonia Cassandra Perdue, founder of Chicago's Black Business Radio Network. Thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Thank you.